There is not the idea of the soldiering or war as you know it. 99. Chapter 4, about specific information, however, it is the closest interpretation which your language and the use of this instrument will permit. These people were interested, simply as passers-by, in the phenomena which they saw, and, not having strong enough leadership, they decided to take a closer look. There was no intention of any harm intended at all. It is doubtful that this type of craft and this particular group of beings will cease passing this particular area of space, for several reasons, none of which are in any way connected with the planet on whose surface you now reside. Therefore, you may again discover some evidence of such a contact. But we assure you that it is merely a rare, scattered, and unharmful confrontation. Do you have a further question? Questioner, were the people who came from the spacecraft people or robots? Hat on. These were beings with consciousness and individuality. They were, however, not precisely of the nature which you would call human. You are not at this time aware of the possibilities that exist in the creation. However, these people are not robots. Questioner, can you give me some idea of what you meant by combatant? Hat on, there is a great deal of difficulty in working out of the language of your culture in explaining another culture, especially an alien culture. I am attempting to give to this instrument an idea of the structure of thinking upon the planet from which these people come. I am giving her the name, but she does not seem able to understand it. However, the structure is somewhat more totally conscious of illusion than your own world structure. Each of the projects and difficulties of learning within a density somewhat comparable to yours results in an externally expressed series of movements. 100. Chapter 4, about specific information, which eliminates for these people the need for inner fears and doubts. By the structuring of the illusion, they so recognize it and deal with it in a highly stylized fashion. They have a good record of advancement along the spiritual path, using this technique. The closest that this instrument can come to explaining the concept she has been given is probably the concept of a few people, accepting the responsibility for many people's ambitions. They go, therefore, a far distance to take part in a game which has much of the characteristics of war, but which is entirely mental. Due to the type of structure which these people have obtained throughout many generations of this discipline, the outcome of this combat will be final, just and completely acceptable to each who has depended upon the combatants of each different opinion. These people are progressing along a different path than yours, and this is true throughout the infinite creation. But they are progressing towards the same goal that we all share. Have you a further question? Questioner, with respect to progress, what would be their relative progress and understanding with respect to this planet's general progress? Hat on, I am afraid that it is difficult in the extreme to state where a relatively stable, progressive culture lies, in comparison to the somewhat uneven picture which is represented on planet Earth. The potential which is within very many of those upon the planet Earth is somewhat, shall we say, more advanced than the basic vibratory level of the planet. However, the average vibration upon that alien planet is far more advanced than the lower average of those upon planet Earth who stubbornly sleep. We are afraid that as those of 101, Chapter 4, about specific information, Earth have much potential, so they also have little time to translate their potential into the actuality that they in truth can deserve and have. Both planets are within the same basic vibration. And the planet upon which you enjoy physical existence is far more advanced through its cycle within this particular vibration. Is there another question? Questioner, what type of sensory equipment do these individuals have? Do they see, hear and communicate like we do? Hat on, no. They are aware. The material which covers them is aware of more than all of the physical senses upon this planet are aware of, in unison. 102, Chapter 5, Cycles. The concept of cycles, and I examined the records of the stars of heaven, and of the earth, and the accounts of Jehovah's harvests, and I perceived the bondage and labor of the red star were of the seventh magnitude in the advance of habitable worlds. Oh, the sky is falling. The sky is falling. Chicken Little, comment many different groups, with widely divergent beliefs and solutions, are predicting some sort of final crisis, whether they call it Armageddon, depression, the polar shift, a final economic catastrophe, world starvation, political disaster, or what. These following messages present the Confederation's slant on the concept of this ending of a cycle. Channeling selections January 6, 1974. You will see many changes in the coming years. These changes will be both of a natural type and a man-made type. There are certain things that will take place. But do not be alarmed, for you will be with the Creator. January 7, 1974. We are here for a special purpose. We are here to serve. Think of this. We are here to serve. This is important. As you now near the end of a master cycle, there will be changes in your physical world. These changes should not be feared. They 103, chapter 5, cycles, should be welcomed, for they are signals to you that a new age is dawning. If you understand it, and walk among your people unafraid, then you, too, will serve. For they will see in you an inner knowledge, which we will provide you. We will also serve you through the absolute limits of our ability. There are cycles in time, and cycles in space, and all things operate in cycles. Your planet now approaches the end of the great, great cycle of time. This has been a learning time, an evolving time, a time of growing. And many of the people of your planet are now ready for a transition to a much more glorious existence. But they will not understand this transition unless they are told. There have been many contacts speaking of this transition, but too few of your people are presently aware of what is shortly to take place. It will be necessary to provide them with the reasons for what they experience. It is only necessary that you avail yourself in meditation to be able to understand and therefore serve. This is your call. This is why you are here, where you are. We of the Confederation of Planets are aware of all of the problems which confront you, though we are in contact with you at all times. It is not an easy place to exist, your world. But pay it no attention, for it is not a lasting world. Everything that is happening and will happen is not really of any importance. It will shortly be gone. We speak of a lasting creation, an unchanging but infinite creation. January 25, 1974. Due to the situation that now is evolving on your planet, that of transition from one vibration to another, it is necessary that we come to you at this time. It is also necessary that you avail yourself to us at this time, for there will be many, many things to be given to the ones who will accept the Creator's plan and way. These limitations of travel, and many, many other things. 104, chapter 5, cycles, will be lifted, for these are of a sufficient vibration to accept them. February 4, 1974. Hat on, there are many vibrations within this creation. It has been written in your holy works that in my Father's house, there are many mansions. This was a statement of these conditions. The mansion, or vibration, in which an entity finds himself is a result of his desire. If there is a separation, or choice, to be made, then it is up to each entity to select, according to his desire. For that reason we visit your planet at this time, to attempt to help those who would wish to make their choice. There are many who have chosen already, even though they are not aware of it. There will be an experience in this illusion, in the not too distant future, which will be alarming to some of the people of this planet. We are attempting to provide an understanding of the truth of this experience prior to its occurrence. Our service is to aid those who wish to choose a different mansion. If an entity has chosen a particular mansion, then he will receive it. It is not a good place or a bad place. It is simply a different place. Questioner, is it a place without suffering? Hat on, there is no suffering except in the mind of the individual experiencing it. And if he experiences it, it is because he desires it. This may seem strange, but this is how the creation is designed. February 17, 1974. Be aware, my friends, that a great opportunity is presented to all of your peoples at this time. Those among your peoples who can raise their consciousness rapidly enough can take part in what you might call a great graduation. Your planet moves. 105, chapter 5, cycles, to a higher vibratory area and is even now at the entrance to this higher vibratory area. Only those individuals whose vibration can be raised along with that of the planet will continue into the golden age which will soon dawn upon your surface. It is a spiritual age of beauty, grandeur, and true love of which I speak. As an individual, each of you has everything to gain by following our simple suggestions, which will raise you in consciousness, and which will raise your individual frequency of vibration. You have nothing to lose but a small particle of what you call your time. Ask yourselves, my friends, in all honesty, do you not find the time for those things which are important to you? It may simply be a matter of readjusting in your own thinking that which is important to you. February 18, 1974. It is not too often that the condition that you are soon to experience in its total sense occurs. This experience is the reason for our visitations, and it is the reason for your present meeting. Each of you will become channels of communication between we of the Confederation of Planets in the service of the Infinite Creator, and the multitudes of the population who dwell upon the surface of the planet you now enjoy. February 23, 1974. There will be conditions manifesting shortly upon your planet, conditions that will be obvious to many of the people of your planet. They will be conditions of physical change. These conditions will bring about much seeking among the peoples upon your surface for one reason or another. In this time there will be many channels such as yourselves that to 106, chapter 5, cycles, speak, using our thoughts, for we have an understanding of these conditions and of their consequence. February 23, 1974. Shortly upon your planet there will be conditions which will alert all of the people to something. Many will not understand what has happened, but they will know that something has happened. It is a situation where the people of the planet will have their attention focused upon something of which they will all be able to speak in common. It will be a natural phenomenon of a great magnitude, from your point of view. This will be something that many of the people who dwell upon your surface will fear. However, groups such as this one will be able to aid them by not fearing this phenomenon. There is no fear necessary. I will continue now, since this instrument is able to receive my thoughts without using control. My friends, many of the people of this planet will know, for the first time in their present life, that there is a creation, because, my friends, the illusion that man has created upon this surface will suddenly become totally insignificant. They will be awakened from their slumber and look about them in amazement, and see about them the creation of the Father for this first time in its reality. Unfortunately, this awakening for most of them will include the reaction of fear. And this was never intended by the Creator. And this reaction, my friends, will be because of their ignorance. Those of you who wish to serve with us of the Confederation of Planets in His service will have the task of educating those of the people of this planet who would seek an education. And, my friends, many will do this. For, as I say, many will have been awakened. It will not be an easy task, and there will be many at your door. And there will be much misunderstanding. My friends, 107, chapter 5, cycles, there is one thing that is always understood and that is love. Your demonstration of this principle will be the greatest benefit that you can offer to those that seek to learn. It will be necessary that you prepare yourselves, so that you demonstrate your knowledge of truth and the creation of the Creator. It is written in your holy works, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me." These words are not false words, my friends. These words are meant for you. You have heard it spoken through a channel, that He does not leave their shepherds without their staffs. These are not false words, my friends. All that is necessary is that you desire to seek, and then desire to serve, and then you shall do both of these things. You shall seek understanding, and you shall gain understanding. And you shall serve, and give to those who seek it, understanding, for this is the Creator's way. There will be many, many of the peoples of this planet who cannot be served, for they will not seek. They will not seek the understanding that you offer. They will not be able to comprehend these concepts. For the illusion which they have created will be much too strong. This is unfortunate. And these are the ones that you will not be able to serve. and this will sadden you. But there will be a great, great number who will seek. And these are the ones whom you will be able to serve, and this will give you great joy. For this, my friends, is the source of true joy, to serve in a way that provides that which is actually desired. Within each of us, within each individual in the entire creation, there is this desire to seek. But many, may have buried this so very deeply within them that it will take even more than you shall shortly experience to uncover it. Concern yourselves, therefore, with those who seek. 108, Chapter 5, Cycles, February 23, 1974. Hatton, there are several events that will occur. There will be events of a physical nature. These events will be, from the point of view of those who are living within the illusion, of a very destructive nature. However, there is no such thing as destruction. There is only change. This you must understand. If you understand this, then you will understand the truth of what is to occur. There will be change, a physical change. This change will be very beneficial. However, the people of this planet who view these changes from their present state of ignorance will consider them to be quite destructive. This is unfortunate. However, the people of this planet have had a sufficient length of time to become educated. They have, however, sought to educate themselves in the ways of their illusion, rather than the ways of the Creator. This illusion is so strong in their understanding that most of them have no awareness in a waking sense of reality. These people will be very difficult to communicate with. They will view the changes in their immediate creation as destructive and irreversible. Is it going to be an earthquake, like, or a depression, or what? Hatton, the changes will be of a physical nature. The depression of which you speak is of no consequence. It would be viewed as nothing compared to the physical changes that will occur. It will be necessary for members of groups such as this one who wish to serve to understand fully the reality of these changes, and to understand fully the accuracy of the statement made in your holy book which states that although you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you will fear no evil. This must be kept uppermost in your consciousness. For you will walk through this valley. 109, Chapter 5, Cycles, and you will demonstrate to those who seek your knowledge of truth. And only your ability to demonstrate this knowledge will alert those who seek the knowledge that you are a true and knowing channel. For many false channels will at this time be lost. For they will not be able to demonstrate their knowledge of truth. For they will cling to the illusion that has surrounded them, and will display the fear that this illusion brings upon them. This change is looked upon by those of us who understand it as an extremely beneficial change. It is also looked upon by those members of groups such as this one who have realized the truth of this information as extremely beneficial to all the peoples of this planet. It will be difficult for some of the members of groups such as this one to demonstrate an understanding of these truths, since they have been strongly affected by the illusion that has been created by the people of this planet. However, this demonstrated understanding is a necessity to be, what's going to be happening, exactly? Physical change, of all types. There will be massive destruction wrought upon your surface. It will be of such a nature as to change the surface of your planet totally. This destruction is within your planet at this time. It has been put there by thought. It has been put there by the thought of the population of this planet through thousands of years of thinking this thought. This thought is of a vibratory nature. You are at this time passing through the last portion of what you know as the third density vibration. Shortly, your planet will be sufficiently within what you know as the fourth density vibration. At this time there will be a disharmony between the thought that creates the vibration that is your, 110, Chapter 5, Cycles, planet, and the thought that dwells within the density that is the fourth. Much energy will be released of a physical nature. This energy will create physical changes within your planet. There will be changes within your land masses and changes in your atmosphere, changes in all of the physical manifestations of your planet. This will be of a nature that will be considered to be cataclysmic. This is a very good thing. However, it will not be considered good by those that are within the illusion. Labeling this change good or bad is something that is dependent upon the individual observing the change and his orientation. My friends, The reason for this change being of cataclysmic nature is that the thought that has been generated upon and in your planet for the past several thousands of years is a thought that is out of harmony with the new vibration into which your planet now goes. The Creator never conceived of the condition that is shortly to manifest upon your planet. This condition is manifested as a result of the desire of all the individuals that dwell on this planet. They are not aware of this desire, but their desire has created this. They have created a condition by their desire that is shortly to be severely out of harmony with where they will physically be. Due to this, there will be a large energy release, which will manifest itself upon your planet in the form of earthquakes, storms, volcanic eruptions, and in fact a shift of the poles of your planet with respect to their orientation in space. This change that will shortly manifest itself upon your planet is, as I have said, a result of the mismatching of vibrations of your planet and its new position in space. This change will alert many of the people of your planet who are very lightly slumbering, and many of the ones who are slumbering relatively deeply. Many of these people will at this time be what is known in many of your religions as saved. It will save them, because they will get the violent awakening that is 111, chapter 5, cycles, necessary to cause them to raise their vibrations that last amount that is necessary to get them off the fence, so to speak. There will be those who are more deeply slumbering, so to speak, who will not make the transition. It is up to you to provide those who will be awakened with the information that they desire. We have stated that this transition is both good and bad. Ultimately, in its most broad sense, it is a good transition. However, it is an unnecessary transition. In a normal transition there would be no energy release, since in a normal transition, the vibration of the planet would match closely enough and be in harmony with the new and higher vibration. This would result in no energy release, and the planet would continue in a relatively normal sense from a lower vibration to the higher. Your planet is an aberration in the evolution of the spirit of the people of the planet and of the planet. The change that will take place will be a beneficial change. However, the mechanics of the change will seem anything but beneficial. Those of the people who dwell upon this surface at this time, who are totally aware of the results of this change, and the reason for it, will not in any way be affected by this change. Those who are not aware of this, but who are aware of this in a spiritual sense, will be affected only emotionally, because they will not understand. These are the people with whom we wish to communicate. March 3, 1974. Your planet, along with its neighbors, is moving, as your galaxy is, into a new area of space, a new vibration. In this creation, there is nothing but order. It is only necessary to look about you to see the order and perfection of this universe. 112, Chapter 5, Cycles. You are about to experience a gift. This gift will be a new understanding of love. Some of you have already begun to experience this, and as the progression takes place, it will become more and more apparent to many of those of Earth. We are here to help with this experience. This is the reason that so many of your brothers from space, as you call it, are now here with planet Earth. We are here to serve and to help the Creator's plan bring to you the love that you desire. March 23, 1974. Our understanding, my friends, of this illusion, which is taken for the physical life upon your planet, is that it consists of a path, of a road to be followed, and of lessons to be learned. There are as many paths as there are people, my friends, and there are no set lessons. But after a great many lessons have been met, my friends, there comes a time when all of the lessons change to a different set. And those who are ready for the change go on to a new set of lessons. It is our understanding, my friends, that the planet known as Earth approaches the end of one set of these lessons and that graduation is at hand for some and not at hand for others. There are many people balanced very delicately between going on and repeating these lessons for another cycle of time. It is our desire, my friends, to aid those who are almost ready to graduate. We have had some success in the past in giving this service to other peoples in other places and times. We are hopeful of doing this same thing here. This is our fervent desire, for in our service to you lies our service to ourselves. April 26, 1974. Everything within your present physical world shall be changed. And when this is mentioned, it is usually considered that we mean only the planet which you now occupy. But it shall also include planets in your system and all the heavens surrounding. 113. Chapter 5, Cycles. You pass into a new vibration where all shall vibrate with a new and great intensity. This intensity, or shall we say, the vibration, shall be attuned directly to receive the love and awareness of the Creator. It shall not be affected by any negative vibrations, for the vibration shall not be able to be penetrated by negatives. As these changes occur, so shall your awareness. Enjoy your present situation with the awareness that, through your meditation, you shall be within this new level of vibration. The concept of vibration: if this is a universe of motion in which matter is a complex of motions, then motion is logically prior to matter. Dewey B. Larson, comment: the concept of good vibrations has been before the public since the Beach Boys' song of that title a few years ago. According to the Confederation, the Beach Boys had a handle on some good information. Channeling Selections, February 4, 1974. You speak of the concept of vibration, and in your mind you think of various grades. We do not think in this manner. There are simply different experiences for an entity to choose, different experiences, but the same creation, an infinite creation, experiencing an infinite number of experiences, separate but the same, graded but ungraded, separated by vast distances, but all in the same place, expressing many thoughts and desires, but being only one, the thought and desire of the Creator. 114. Chapter 5, Cycles. March 11, 1974. Life is composed of two materials. One of them is what you might call consciousness. The other is light. But my friends, consciousness is love, and light is its physical manifestation. All that you are able to experience in the way of a physical universe is composed of one ingredient. This ingredient we will call light, since this word is closest to what we wish to express, and it is the only word that we have available in your languages to express the basic building block of our Creator. Originally, the Creator expressed a desire. This desire was expressed in a state of consciousness that is best described in your language using the word love. The Creator, then, expressing desire through love, caused the creation of all matter. He caused the creation of light. This light was then formed in its infinite configuration in the infinite universe to produce all of the forms that are experienced. All of these forms, then, are molded or generated through the expression of consciousness that is love. They are composed of a fabric that is light. For this reason we greet you each evening, with the statement, in His love and His light. For this, then, encompasses all that there is, the consciousness that creates and the fabric that is love and light. The love that produces the configuration of light occurs in what we term various vibrations, or, using a word in your language that is not sufficient but somewhat descriptive, frequencies. Love occurs, then, in various vibrations or frequencies. These vibrations or frequencies are the result of free will. When the Creator produced this original concept, the concept included the gift of freedom of choice to all the parts that He created. These parts are then totally free to change the original thought. In doing so, they change what you understand to be the vibration of some portion of the original thought. 115. Chapter 5, Cycles. Each of you here this evening has a vibration. This vibration is yours, and you have control over it. Your freedom of choice has created the love that manifests the light that is the fabric molded into your physical form. This is the simplest analysis of all created forms of all of the creation. Each part of it is able to utilize its own consciousness, through the principle of freedom of choice, to vary or change the original vibration. The creation, therefore, continues to be self-generating, in an infinite variety. This was provided for in the original thought of the Creator. It was provided that He might generate, in an infinite way, an infinite number of forms. Through this use of freedom of choice, man upon planet Earth has generated many forms. Some of these forms were never envisioned by the Creator with the original thought. However, they were allowed for, due to the principle of freedom of choice. This is perhaps the most important principle in this creation, that each of the Creator's parts be able, throughout eternity, to select for themselves what they desire. In experimenting with this desire, there have in some instances become a slight problem in straying away from thoughts and desires that would be most beneficial.